WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's 8 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders faced off in Brooklyn last night, just 5 days ahead of the critical New York primary.
There is a lot at stake in New York. 247 delegates. And both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton made that known during their debate in Brooklyn, arguing about issues like trade agreements, the war in Iraq, and gun control.
Senator Sanders voted against the Brady Bill 5 times.
So there is no confusion. Decades ago, before it was popular, in a rural state with no gun control, Bernie Sanders said, let's ban assault weapons.
Tensions boiling over on a night when both candidates knew they had to make their best case to New York voters. In Brooklyn, I'm Ryan Nobles.
Republican John Kasich, meanwhile, has added former New York Governor George Pataki to his team. Kasich says Pataki will play a key role in his bid for the White House.
With his stature, his support, I think we're going to be in a very good shape, and I believe I'll be the nominee, and then he and I will campaign, of course, all across the country, and we'll be able to go to states that Republicans have ignored for so long.
Pataki is the first former 2016 Republican presidential candidate to come out for Kasich. Turnout for the 2012 presidential primaries in Montgomery County was just 15%. But with early voting now underway, it may be much higher this year.
Montgomery County residents are voting in hotly contested races for Senate and the 8th District congressional seat. And their presidential primary votes also hold a lot of weight this year, as candidates from both parties are close in the polls.
It's not often that we feel like we can change the game in the presidential primary in Maryland.
Sylvia voted early in Silver Spring yesterday. So did Tom, who hopes the competitive nature of this year's primaries encourage more people to vote.
I'm a firm believer that more people, the better the vote for our democracy.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald's legal team has filed another brief with the U.S. Supreme Court, which will hear his appeal in a couple of weeks. They argue that the federal government's view of federal corruption statutes is, quote, very wrong, and that McDonald's conviction and sentence should be overturned. Income tax deadline day is almost here, and some people will be filing illegal returns.
Those tax returns are coming from people who are not legal U.S. citizens, and Virginia Congressman David Brad says it's costing all of us.
If an illegal entrant comes into our economy and has 2 kids in the public school system, that's $26,000 a year.
Congressman Brad tells WMAL work is being done on the issue, but it's a lengthy process as thousands of pages of documents have to be examined first. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Microsoft is joining the battle over digital privacy. In a lawsuit against the government, Microsoft is challenging the Justice Department over its use of court orders requiring the company to turn over customer files, often without notifying the customer. Not only did the Nationals win again last night, Bryce Harper reached a personal in-home run milestone, as heard on Masson.
And there it goes! See you later, number 100! First career grand slam, 4-1 Nationals!
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,926, the NASDAQ at 49,46. Sports, the Caps win game one of their Stanley Cup playoff series with Philadelphia. The Nats win, the O's lose, and the NFL schedule for next season. It has the Redskins opening on Monday night, September 12th against Pittsburgh. RG3 and the Cleveland Browns come to town Sunday, October 2nd. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
He cracks the mic.
Let me just say this.
He speaks his mind.
That seems reasonable to me.
And the world is a better place.
That's a matter of opinion, I suppose.
Chris Plant.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Wow.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Spring is finally here. You know, I love looking out my windows and seeing how everything has turned so lush and green. But that means I need to actually clean my windows. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Do you need a ladder to get around bushes or shrubs so you can clean the outside of your windows? That sounds bad. How about a window that you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your home? That sounds better, doesn't it? Well, you need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, builds and installs their own super energy efficient windows, and they're easy to clean. Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 eastbound after you pass 50 and approaching 123. Looks like the crash is going to be along the right side, and a VDOT truck's just rolling up to the scene. So it looks like the two right lanes blocked. The access roadway's okay there, but definitely seeing those slowdowns. We've had the delays this morning already as you push through the Fairlakes, Fair Oaks area. 50 slowing to merge on through to the Beltway. Also through Manassas and Centerville into that sunshine this morning. We're hitting those delays. Inner loop of the Beltway from 95 and through to Annandale, long the way near Braddock Road. The incident over to the shoulder, 395 now with lanes open in Landmark. Delays continue to grow in through the district. This is DC 295 northbound. North of the Naval Research Lab is where the volume begins. Takes you onto the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel near Ohio Drive. That's the scene of the earlier crash. Now for Maryland on 270, heaviest through Hyattstown, Germantown, and briefly in Rockville. It's in Frederick where we're struggling. Southbound 15 at 40 for the crash, and on I-70 eastbound before you get to 15 for a separate incident altogether. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sunshine out. Temperatures starting to respond to that sunshine a little bit more each day as we head through the weekend. Beautiful outdoor weekend. Skies will be clear for the morning hours, sun for the afternoons. That includes today, tomorrow, Sunday. Today, 66. Tomorrow, 70. Maybe around 75 by Sunday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Leesburg, 37 in Greenbelt, 47 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just 30 minutes from now, we'll check in with Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Get out and vote, and I can promise you, we will make America great again.
Donald Trump in New York City begging people to get out and vote on this big primary coming up in the Empire State this Tuesday. Joining us right now, he's the Bryce Harper of political punditry. He's Tucker Carlson, Daily Caller, Fox News. Hi, Tucker.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So the New York Post came out today with a huge endorsement for Donald Trump, citing his New York values. It seems to be a no-brainer at this point that Donald Trump is going to win New York. I'd love to go back, if you could, and focus on this New York values thing that Ted Cruz, it may have gotten him some votes in Iowa for the Iowa caucus when he first raised it, but boy, is it coming back to bite him now. Was that a smart move?
I think it probably was, given his constituency. I mean, Ted Cruz is not going to win New York. He was never going to win New York. He's out of step with New York. That's not an insult. It's just an observation that's factual. So, no, I mean, I think Ted Cruz's problem is Ted Cruz. I mean, if you look at the new Fox poll that came out last night, in the last week, Ted Cruz's numbers have dropped 11 points, and Trump has risen 5. Now, why is that? It's not because Trump has done an especially great job. He's had the worst month I've ever seen any candidate for higher office ever have, and it's all self-inflicted. Cruz's problem is that, I mean, the main impediment to Cruz being the nominee and the president is some hard-to-describe vibe that he throws off that turns people off. Even, and, you know them. Maybe you are one of them. You know, you meet people who agree with everything that Cruz says and admire his intelligence and his consistency, his debate skills, his fluency with language. I mean, he's an amazingly talented guy, but there's something about him that they don't like. You know, you hesitate even to say that out loud because it's unfair to criticize a man without explaining why. But it doesn't make it any less true. And so, you know, I think exposure to Ted Cruz long-term is a problem for Ted Cruz, and that's why he dropped 11 points.
Well, and that's very interesting that they're starting to change, because, you know, you look at Donald Trump's campaign, and you wouldn't say it's a textbook well-run campaign at this point.
Well, there's the understatement of the year.
Well, I was trying to be polite.
It's insane. It's like you and your three drunk fraternity buddies got together and decided to, like, make a parody documentary, a Spinal Tap movie about a presidential campaign. I mean, it's the only thing that Trump's campaign has going for him is that, you know, he's making some effort to speak to issues that the middle class cares about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody needs to represent the middle class, and he's the only one who's volunteered so
right.
far.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of got the field to himself. I mean, that's the way to think about it, is his ideas, such as they are, inchoate, unformed, overstated, you know, all the problems of Trump, but he's the only one who's trying. And look how well he's doing.
And you're seeing this dynamic now. You know, listen, Ted Cruz had a pretty good run there. Setting aside the Fox News poll that you set, just in terms of delegate counts, he had a good string of winning some pretty critical states during this period where people are starting to count the delegates up to 1,237. Now it's Donald Trump's turn. He's got New York. He's going to have Pennsylvania and Maryland coming up and some other northeastern states. He's about to go on a streak, and you're seeing John Kasich now appearing in these states as the better number two option. What do you make of how this is starting to sort out as we head toward Cleveland?
I think we're moving toward a Trump nomination. I mean, because, and by the way, I'm not, you know, I'm not pining for that. I'm just making the obvious point that in the age of the internet, people's expectations about democracy are different from what they were 50 or 100 years ago, or even 10 years ago.
Hmm.
People expect that they have a voice, because they have a voice online, and they expect that that carries over into the electoral process. And I think it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to give the nomination to someone with fewer votes. I've always thought that. And I think that the Kasich candidacy, you know, makes sense as a kind of protest candidacy, but it doesn't make sense as an actual candidacy. In other words, anyone who believes that Kasich is going to be the nominee is going to have to make the case for why all those votes don't matter. And that's really hard to do in public.
Can I follow up on a very smart idea that you just floated there, Tucker Carlson? And by the way, that's why we love you so much. This whole idea that social media has part and parcel changed the dynamic of how people view our democratic republic, our representative democracy, because we intellectually understand over the course of several, you know, over 100 years, that it's not necessarily a pure democracy, especially when it comes to the nominating process. How has Twitter and Facebook and commenting on blog posts of the Daily Caller changed people's perspectives on that?
Well, let me just say, I don't think it ought to be a direct democracy.
Right.
I agree with the founders, but people are not rational beings. They're animals. And, you know, it's a mixture of rational and pre-rational, but you always have to take into account the cultural moment and people's expectations, because that's real. And the internet allows, you know, a very flat society. I mean, you can email the head of your company. That wasn't true 20 years ago. You can send tweets to famous people with the expectation they'll read them. And by the way, they do. And so in that world where everybody, the one thing every person knows is, I have a voice. I'm a unique snowflake. I matter. Into that world, you're saying, wait a second, we have a 19th century understanding of how much you matter. And by the way, it's not much. That's not going to work. You're going to cause a lot of social turmoil if you try and do that. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of emails from people saying, oh, you know, the rules. Yeah, I get it. And I'm not arguing against the rules. I'm just saying this is reality. And if your goal is to have a stable, cohesive society, you better make sure that people feel like they're included in choosing their president.
I think you're right. I think we are headed toward a Trump nomination. Even if it is a contested convention, it seems like that's probably the way it will turn out. But here's my question. You see these polls that say, well, in a Trump-Hillary campaign, Trump gets crushed. Because they've asked the question about who you would vote for if that was the matchup, and those numbers don't look good. Do you think that's true, or do you think that in the final analysis, people will have a different opinion when they have to actually pull the lever?
I think it's the single dumbest assumption of this campaign season. And by the way, I'm not at all convinced that Trump would be a good or even adequate president, and I'm not saying that. But he's the only Republican who can beat Hillary Clinton. That's really obvious. Ted Cruz has no chance. And I agree with Ted Cruz, and I think Ted Cruz's ideas are right. But Ted Cruz will not convince a single person who didn't vote for Mitt Romney in 2012 to switch over and vote Republican. And everybody knows that. The only advantage that Trump has is his potential capacity, who knows what the chances are, but they exist, of scrambling the map, of bringing a lot of people in who didn't vote for Mitt Romney in 2012.
Hmm.
That's the only way you win, because demographic change has so stacked the deck in favor of the Democrats. That's the only way. And everyone kind of knows. I mean, let's be real. These polls are ridiculous. They're theoretical head-to-head matchups many months out. I mean, that's just, everyone who thinks about it knows that's true, I believe.
Tucker Carlson, great stuff. And by the way, you're a long time. You're sort of my D.C. mentor, whether you know it or not. I look at what you've done in D.C. as an incredible achievement. So as a longtime D.C. resident, we have the Redskins schedule released yesterday. We've got Bryce Harper hitting his 100th home run, and we've got the Caps winning game one of the Stanley Cup. Which one do you care most about?
You know what I care about? I was just in Paris last month, and everyone says how beautiful it is. I'm on Mass Ave right now. This is so much prettier than Paris, this city. I don't care what teams win. I just love living here because it is the single prettiest city on planet Earth, and I've been to a lot of them. I hope everybody who lives here just takes a moment today to thank God for the blessing of living here.
What I'm talking about. Muriel Bowser needs to name Tucker Carlson as D.C.'s ambassador to the world.
Yeah, that's
true.
And it is going to be a great weekend. All right, we'll get Muriel Bowser on that, Tucker. wait by the phone, will you? Thanks for joining us.
But don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
it's now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I'm watching him, Tucker, on Massachusetts Avenue right now, making the turn by AU. And there's beautiful flowers. Gorgeous. I agree with him. Everyone doing fine as you work down toward Wisconsin Avenue and down toward the cathedral. Looking good. Now, where we're not looking so good, Frederick, Maryland. Let's take you on to 15, southbound 15. As you come up to 40, the scene of the crash. It's about recovering now. Everything over to the shoulder on I-70, a car fire. So if everyone's coming 70 eastbound toward 270, you're coming almost to a screeching halt here before you get to the Jefferson Pike with the activity slowly getting by as they take care of this car fire. In Hyattstown, 270, heavy. Again, briefly in Germantown. And now in Rockville, have that stop and go. Top side of the Beltway, the broken down at University Boulevard on the Outer Loop, cleared on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway after you come off of the 11th Street Bridge and past the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's the scene of the earlier crash. And the scene is this, still giving us delays. 295 northbound, north of the Naval Research Lab. And 66 eastbound, the crash before you get to 123. Had the right lane blocked. They've moved the camera around. Looks like most everything should be to the shoulder, but still take caution there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the thing I want to tell you about the forecast. I'm looking long range here at this piece of paper all the way into next Thursday. There is nary a mention of rain in the forecast. And so we got a nice long stretch, and it's going to start warming up. Today, 66. Tonight, 45. Saturday, highs around 70. Sunday in the mid-70s. Monday in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, starting to warm up a little bit. 49 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Let's keep talking about the nation's capital and what a great town this is, but let's turn to the part of D.C. that isn't so great. You know, the government of the District of Columbia, and also the politics inherent to the relationship between this little federal district and the United States Congress. First of all, you know, this is tax day, normally, April 15th.
April 15th,
right?
Would normally be the day you pay your taxes.
But it is not tax day. April 18th will be tax day, Monday. Why is that? People don't know this around the country, but it's because of Washington, D.C. We have this ridiculous city holiday called Emancipation Day. And they have this tomorrow.
Well, why do you think it's a silly?
Well, it's just I just don't like it when cities just declare we're going to have our own little holiday today. It's like, okay. Come on, like we have the city needs another reason to not show up for work. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not knocking the reason behind the holiday. I'm just saying, for crying out loud, can we just get with the program? I don't think the people of Washington, D.C. really need more reasons to not show up and work an honest day. Okay. Is all I'm saying.
All right.
Anyway, it's tomorrow, April 16th, but you can't celebrate it on a Saturday. No, that would mean you have to work a full work week. So there's recognizing it today, and that's why everyone in the country has to file their taxes on Monday the 18th. So there's that.
How about that?
Also, Eleanor Holmes Norton has taken to the floor of the House. You know, she's a delegate.
She's the delegate to the District
of Columbia. She doesn't vote. She has no voice. And she used her voice that she doesn't have to yell at all of her fellow Congress people.
She's pretty good at that.
All week long.
I've been on the receiving end of some of that.
To talk about this.
It's a very special day for those of us who live in the District of Columbia because we're trying to get our full rights, the same rights that every other American has here in the nation's capital.
She continued,
I cannot vote on this floor. Others can vote on this floor on matters affecting my jurisdiction and my jurisdiction only. And yet, the district has more residents than two other states.
She's kind of slurring her words. Have you noticed? Did you notice that? Am I the only one? Luke Grooms noticed it. Yeah, Luke, there's a little... I'm not suggesting, I'm just saying maybe she's not putting her thoughts together. Anyway, I'll continue.
We are the only capital city in the world where those who live in their capital city do not have the same rights as others.
Yeah, and again, and she keeps screaming, and they're always screaming about taxation without representation, and I'm right there with them. They should stop the taxation. That's the solution to this whole thing. Tell the federal government no more federal taxes if you live in the city, and this will become the greatest town in the United States.
People will be fighting to come here.
All right, one other little element of the odd relationship of the district that is in the news. The Washington Post, Aaron Davis, get this headline. The district is about to declare its independence from Congress. What does he mean by that?
Okay.
Well, the district has to submit a budget to the House of Representatives because of the unique relationship the district has with the federal government. And this time, it's going to be a $13 billion budget. And for the first time ever, they are not going to formally ask the federal government permission to spend the money. That's always part
How's
of the deal.
How's that going to work out?
Exactly. They're basically going to say, here's our budget. This is what we'll be doing. See ya. And we'll see what the
and
Congress
see where the see if Congress wants to
that.
Have the fight.
Exactly. Well, and Congress could step in and say, "Well, didn't you forget to say pretty please?" What's the magic word, Muriel?
Yeah, that's right.
We shall see. But listen, this is inherently part of the situation that everyone knows is the deal. And until it changes, I don't know if the district government should just start thumbing their nose at the federal government, Capitol Hill, and by extension, the U.S. Constitution. But listen, why should they start following the U.S. Constitution now with all of the other...
Why start it?
Let's fix the gun rights in this city first and the Second Amendment before we start getting too exercised about them telling Congress that they're going to spend their own money. It's 8:22 on WMAL. Coming up, know it's... You tease it because you love
it's
it.
It's a fan favorite. It's Critter News. And it's about insects.
8:22.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you love that?
Where Washington comes to talk.
I got to tell you how great Zero Res is. Zero Res, it's a palindrome, you know. You spell it forwards and backwards the same way, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. How cool is that? It's like a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Did you know that whole sentence there is a palindrome?
Mm-mm.
Back to Zero Res. Zero Res, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. They clean your carpets like no one's ever cleaned them before. I've used them, and I love the work that they did. My carpets look brand new. They smell fresh. They also do hardwood floors, laminate floors, upholstery, tile, and grout. And it's a safe process. They don't use those gross chemicals that then it's going to get on your skin when you touch your carpeting, or even worse, your kid's skin. You don't want that. You don't need that, because Zero Res does it in a beautiful, green, non-toxic way. And frankly, better than all those chemical companies. But here's the other great thing. Right now, just for you, WMAL listener, it's the biggest sale of the year. 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. 20% off. Minimum supply. Book now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Every spring, something amazing happens. Suddenly, we feel energized, inspired, and motivated to give the house a good cleaning. So go with that feeling and let Zips save you a tidy sum on cleaning your household items and more. While some dry cleaners charge $40 for comforters and bedspreads, you'll only pay $19.99 at Zips. And we'll clean your duvet covers and blankets for $14.99 and pillow shams for just $3.99. With savings of 60% or more, our spring cleaning prices leave other dry cleaners in the dust. We'll also dry clean and press any garment for just $2.29 using the same quality process as full-price dry cleaners. And we'll always treat your items with care and attention. So crack open the windows, clean up the house, and get rid of the stuff you don't need, starting with overpriced dry cleaners. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes and more with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 42 locations or go to 321zips.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkways, where we're busy southbound. Initially, we had the crash southbound near 197 in the right lane. Now a broken down car, so a lot of activity slowing you if you're heading southbound BW Parkway back near Route 32. You get past 198 down to 197, so extra time for sure needed. A little bit of stop and go along the way in the northbound side. Now, if you're on 95 and you're coming south past 32, nothing. Wide open. So that's my little secret for you. Good way to go. Once you get down toward the Beltway, though, you'll hit that volume to merge onto the inner loop into that Sun Glare past the IKEA, outer loop into Georgia Avenue with the stop and go. Now, to try to get to 270, the obstacle is getting through Frederick, the car fire eastbound on I-70. It looks like they are allowing traffic to slowly get by now. So eastbound 70 before you get to Jefferson Pike, that's before 270 for the activity. And also southbound 15 in Frederick at 40, the crash should be on the shoulder. 66, the broken down between 50 and 123. That has been cleared, but still quite slow. And the traffic update is brought to you by Hear Maps, the app that turns your phone into a car navigation system with offline maps and turn-by-turn guidance. Get it now at here.com/guide. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sunshine out. Temperatures starting to respond to that sunshine a little bit more each day as we head through the weekend. Beautiful outdoor weekend. Skies will be clear for the morning hours, sun for the afternoons. That includes today, tomorrow, Sunday. Today 66, tomorrow 70. Maybe around 75 by Sunday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is now 8:27. It's time for Critter News on WMAL. It's a fan favorite.
Certified
fan favorite. And today, we have a very broad definition of critters. Because, you know, we include in our definition of critters insects.
I don't why that's not broad. A critter obviously is an insect. In fact, I think of insects first when someone says critters. Okay. I think critters, a little creepy, crawly, gurgly critter
thing. Well, in our definition, we accept insects. And look, what were you doing in 1999?
Oh, I was partying like it was 1999 is what I was doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were kids in high school who weren't even born.
I was in my little red Corvette partying like it. And I believe my girlfriend wore a raspberry beret at the time.
Okay, thank you. Well, in 1999, some little grub worms things went down into the dirt. They've been sleeping there for 17 years.
Oh, I see where you're headed with this.
And they're about to emerge.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm talking about the return of another group of cicada.
Cicada-geddon is upon us.
It's a coming.
Oh, but this isn't... What do they call them? The pods?
They have different broods.
Broods.
They have broods. And this is brood five. Yeah. And they're scheduled to come out in Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, more importantly, Maryland and Virginia and West Virginia, right in our own backyard.
Wow.
Now, they'll come out and they'll start making racket
and we'll start being plagued
by that noise of cicadas,
that's
right?
A great sound.
That never ends.
It means summer.
Yeah. So the cicadas are coming. However, we did this about, 2 years ago with another brood that emerged.
Yeah,
and we said it was going to be the end of life as we knew it.
And
it turned out to be the biggest flop.
We had some, but not as many.
No,
it was like the Scott Walker campaign. It was a lot of noise, but nothing ever happened with it.
Yeah. And by the way, those, for some reason, cicada are on a 13-year cycle.
But this was from 1999.
17-year cycle. Brood 5.
Partying like it was 1999. In my little red Corvette, my girlfriend had a raspberry beret. And I remember it started to rain. I believe it was purple rain. And a dove cried.
You heard it here first. 1st, the cicada are coming.
8:29. How did this have to do with Prince songs?
I have no idea.
8:29 on WML. Here comes the news.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. It is now 8:30, time for the news.
Hey! WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Baer Advanced. New York's native son and adopted daughter faced off last night in CNN's Democratic presidential debate.
The tension between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders was higher than ever as the rivals faced off on the debate stage Thursday.
Let us talk about the worst foreign policy blunder in the modern history of this country.
Sanders hitting Clinton on a number of issues, including foreign policy.
I led the opposition to that war. Secretary Clinton voted for that war. Let's talk about judgment.
Clinton taking aim at Sanders on his signature issue, banking reform.
His core issue, breaking up the banks. When asked, he could not explain how that would be done.
Voters head to the polls next week in New York's Democratic primary. I'm Reid Binion.
Former New York Governor George Pataki has become the first former 2016 presidential candidate to come out for John Kasich. And Pataki's confident he's picked a winner.
At the convention, the delegates are going to say, we want to win. And we want to win with somebody who can make this country live up to its potential for the next generation.
Pataki will be the Kasich campaign's national co-chair. The accused drunk driver in the accident that killed Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Leota has agreed to plead guilty. Now 47-year-old Luis Relusco of Olney could face up to 10 years in prison for vehicular manslaughter. Tuition may be going up at the University of Maryland. The Board of Regents for the University System of Maryland is due to vote today on a proposal to raise tuition by 2% for in-state students and 3% for out-of-staters. That would be the smallest amount annual increase since a tuition freeze was lifted in 2010. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,926. The Nasdaq at 49,46. Sports, the Caps beat the Flyers to take game one of their first-round playoff series. The Nats beat the Braves again. The O's lose to the Rangers. And next season's NFL schedule is out. The Redskins' first game will be against the Pittsburgh Steelers Monday night, September 12th. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weed. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Baer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Baer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BaerAdvanced.com.
So, Pam, your son's off to college. You'll have an empty nest and an empty bank account.
Actually, we're doing great. We refinanced our mortgage with NASA Federal Credit Union. We're saving a ton of money, so college tuition won't be a problem.
We want to refinance and take cash out to update our kitchen, but everyone says we don't have enough equity.
Don't listen to them. Call NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA. They'll let you refinance and get cash out up to 95% with a fixed-rate mortgage, even a jumbo loan. And there's no private mortgage insurance.
You refinance with just 5% equity, got a great rate, and no PMI? You must be saving hundreds.
More like thousands. If you want to refinance, call NASA Federal at 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
But you don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to refinance with NASA Federal. Just call 888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Sounds like I'm getting a new kitchen.
Thanks to NASA Federal.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security,
and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway leaving Springfield through Annandale. The volume again north of the toll road toward the American Legion Bridge. 66, once you get through the pressure at Manassas and Centerville, we had the broken down between 50, Fairlakes for Oaks and 123. I no longer see the VDOT crews there. They've reopened that far right lane. Now for 395, we had two separate incidents, one at Landmark at Duke Street, one at King Street, both cleared. Now from the Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge, quite slow. Also 95, brief delays in Newington, but getting you there. I'm seeing volume now forming on 286, Fairfax County Parkway, as you're going in that eastbound direction approaching I-95. So watch, we may have some fire and rescue units responding there, unusually heavy suddenly. To the Wilson Bridge, it is improving. Delays just before you get to 210. Top side of the Beltway still through College Park and Silver Spring slowing. And now in Rockville, south on 270. Watch as you approach Montrose. Had an incident reported along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky this morning and smooth sailing right through the afternoon. And more of the same through the weekend. The sky condition doesn't change. Temperatures do. Going in the right direction. Up. Sixes today. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight 45. Saturday sunny 70. And mostly sunny on Sunday 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Manassas, 43 in Kensington, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by BNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. I am sure a lot of people are very surprised to learn that you supported raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
No, wait a minute. I have stood on the debate stage with Senator Sanders eight prior times.
Excuse me.
I have said the
Secretary,
exact same
Senator,
thing.
Please.
If we can raise it to $15 in New York or Los Angeles.
Secretary, the viewers.
And it just devolved after that.
At least they weren't arguing about the size of their hands.
No, they weren't. So that was the Democratic debate that was on last night. And the Democrats are going at it tooth and nail. And are joining us now on the line to talk about this and other politics in the news right now, our good friend Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Hello, Brett.
Good morning.
So, listen, the Democrats went at it tooth and tong last night, and it was pretty scrappy. But it seems to me, as I look at the Democratic side of the equation, I mean, I'm shocked that Hillary Clinton, with this vast campaign experience that she and the Clintons have not put Bernie Sanders away as yet. But I don't see anything that stops her from becoming the eventual nominee.
No, I agree with you. In the long term, the numbers just don't add up for Bernie Sanders. But I also agree that it is, I think, surprising for the Clinton allies and for the Clinton campaign that they've had to spend this much time and effort to deal with Bernie Sanders. He has a loyal following, and he has money. I mean, he's been outraising Hillary Clinton. So he's sticking around. That was a scrappy debate last night, but you're right. I think in the long term, when push comes to shove, she'll have the numbers to get the nomination.
But I wonder, what about these people who are very passionate about Bernie Sanders? I mean, you've been to some of these rallies. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, they are excited about the Bernie guy. And what happens to them when Hillary Hillary, if Hillary does indeed become the nominee, as we expect will be the case.
Well, I mean, much like the Republican Party, we'll have to come together after whatever happens. The Democratic Party is going to have to do the same. And one of the challenges for Hillary Clinton is that by the time you get to Philadelphia, the Democratic Convention, she's going to have to find a way to get these people in her tent. And that last night was not a great example of coming together. In fact, if anything, Bernie Sanders scored some points that his people would say, I'm never voting for her. And I think that, you know, she's going to have to make some concessions. And what Bernie Sanders wants, I don't think we all know yet.
Well, that's a great point. What does Bernie Sanders want other than to, well, continue to make the points that he keeps making? And I got to ask you, you're right. I think we all agree that she's going to get the nomination. But with him questioning her judgment, sort of ridiculing her openly on stage about her ties to Wall Street, and the crowd last night, where they were absolutely manic on his side, is he doing any real damage that could last longer than just beyond this nomination process?
Well, I think it's possible. You know, whatever happens, she is going to be drawn left, and she's going to be drawn left significantly. If Bernie Sanders comes to the end and obviously has a significant delegate haul and a lot of support, she's going to have to do something. And whether it's him picking the number two, he's probably not going to be the vice presidential candidate, but whether it's picking the number two or a specific policy position or something that will draw her left to be a hat tip to his followers.
Brett Baer is our guest from Fox News Channel. And, you know, that great special that you did with the multiple secretaries of defense under Barack Obama, it's still resonating with me, especially after seeing the spectacle of a Russian jet buzzing a U.S. Navy ship.
Yeah.
First thing I thought of, Brett, were some of the things that you heard from these secretaries of defense talking about the bureaucracy, the lack of accountability, the morale within the military, but also the fact that you had, you know, people within the national security apparatus calling field commanders. Just a very different scenario for our military dealing with this commander in chief. Would you care to comment on that?
Well, it's that particular special was eye-opening because all three former defense secretaries said roughly the same thing,
yeah.
But they were concerned about how this White House operates. I think, and all three acknowledged that Russia is a huge threat. You had the now current chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying that geopolitically Russia is the biggest threat. And that then you see some of the aggressive actions that Putin is doing, like those flybys to the U.S. Destroyer and other actions with submarines and bear bombers in the Arctic. It's significant what Russia is doing. And after I talked to the president of Ukraine, who said he warns the other Baltic states members that he thinks Putin's not done yet on his aggressive behavior. So, you know, that opens the door to the U.S. having to defend Estonia, Latvia, other NATO members.
All right.
Brett, by the way, Brian, happy 30th.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
30th anniversary of working in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and they said it wouldn't last.
Wow.
30, yeah. I mean, Brett, you know very well what it takes to be a journalist in this town. Can you imagine 30 years?
It's amazing.
Our man here.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Congratulations. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Brett. You too. 8:43 on WMAL. Stay with us. Traffic and weather is in 2 minutes.
The Phillies.
And will it stay in? It's a home run.
Counted on their rally bats last season. Steven Strasburg.
Swing and a miss.
Wanted to see how high Philly could count.
Nine up, nine down.
Late game rallies versus big strikeout tallies. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
So imagine you're on a roller coaster and you're going up and you're going up and you're going up and the anticipation is building and the fear is building because you're about to come right down and it's exciting. You know that feeling where you're just about to go over the edge? Well, listen, a lot of us feel that same way when we think about retirement. I mean, anticipation, yeah, we've got it because we're excited. We're excited about the things that retirement bring us. But then we have this fear about whether or not we can afford to actually retire. Hey, listen, my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions asks a question. Can you afford to retire? Find out by visiting his new website, a very cool thing, testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working, and if not, Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Here's the number. Just call this number, 800-611-1952, to find out more. That's 800-611-1952, or you can put your current strategy to the test, plug in a few numbers, go to testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. You're going to be really interested to find out just exactly where you stand with Retirement Protection Solutions. Give them a call.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
It is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we have police activity, Maryland on 270, and I'm really glad that the MDOT truck is now there. It makes it a little bit safer. They blocked the left lane, a lot of activity on the shoulder with this police incident. Southbound between, it looks like it's going to be actually just before you get to Montrose Road, so that's why we're really slowing now. Everyone coming out of Gaithersburg to get past this in the Rockville area. Once beyond, then you're wide open on the 270 Spurn, good to go into Virginia. Topside, we're still below speed into Silver Spring. Baltimore, Washington Park. Parkway delays are now after 198. Past 197 had two separate problems cleared. So that is some improvement there. Nothing to report out of Annapolis and Bowie this morning. Just about done with the rush hour to the Wilson Bridge. Far from done yet. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark at the 14th Street Bridge. Arlington 50 slow to get in onto the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, as is the George Washington Parkway and 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still got ourselves in pretty good shape here as we close out a work week and head into the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine expected today, about 66, and more sunshine, milder over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by New Homes Guide.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
Anniversary.
That's
happy
right. Anniversary. As happy expertly anniversary. Teased by Brett Baer just a moment ago, it is Brian Wilson's 30th anniversary as a journalist here in Washington,
wow.
D.C., April 15th, 1986. Fresh-faced, newly scrubbed-up reporter shows up from Mobile, Alabama, and heads down to the brand-new Fox 5 building just a couple blocks from here.
Yeah,
you've come full circle, my friend.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it, because it doesn't feel like it was that long ago that I was walking up the street to go to work at Channel 5 for the very first day, and there was a big crane in front of the building, and they were taking down the Metro Media sign and putting up Fox Television. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And look what it became.
And what an impact it had on your life as well.
Yeah, it really did.
Well, listen, imagine, if you will, a young man growing up in Odessa, Texas, never seeing a snowflake in his life. He gets a gig over there in Mobile, Alabama. Again, not often a snow day to be seen in Mobile. He makes his way to D.C., and before you know it, he's doing reports like this.
Looks like this is going to be a major storm, and let's see if we can find somebody. Maybe there's somebody over here. No, nobody coming. Trying to find somebody to find out exactly. Here, let's talk to this lady right here. Ma'am, what's your top item? What do you got to get before you get out of here?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Hanging out in a supermarket, interviewing people who are prepping
Where
for the blizzard.
Where did you find that?
Oh, never mind that. But your voice is a little more resonant now, I have to say.
Well, it comes with age and a little bourbon, so.
But it wasn't just all blizzards, Brian Wilson. Through the course of your career, you covered, let's face it, you covered the first Iraq War, the second Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
You covered the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
I did.
And the impeachment that came afterwards.
The Bork and the Iran-Contra
got to think one of the most memorable moments for you behind that very important anchor desk and reporting out in the field for Fox News was this.
And although you cannot see military jets flying around the area, they are in the air. There is what is known as an air cap over Washington, D.C. That is to protect the nation's capital and the president from any other threats from the air. We continue to watch and monitor what's going on here at the Pentagon. A dark day, but there is one bright note to point to, and that is that throughout it all, the Pentagon remained in operation.
I got 9/11. Got to assume was probably the most significant story you covered.
I can't even talk about it really because I get really emotional when I talk about that day. But I started on Capitol Hill, and I'll never forget. I was doing a live report about how they had evacuated the Capitol building, and a police officer came up to me and said, "Brian, you need to get off the plaza." I said, "Why?" "There's another jet coming." He said, "We think it's about 20 minutes out, and it looks like it's heading right for the Capitol." And that's what they thought at the time. And it turned out to be the jet in Pennsylvania that went down. And I was able to get, I think I was the first to report on the air. And it was quite a convoluted effort to get it on the air because of all the chaotic situation that was going on. But I think I was the first to report that there was at least a third jet. You know?
So 30 years, do you have any advice for a young cub reporter? Let's imagine a young Brian Wilson arrives today in D.C., what's the one bit of advice?
Rethink your decision.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you might end up doing morning radio with Larry O'Connor.
No. I tell you, there's no greater place to cover news than Washington, D.C., because no matter what the story is, and I found this out very early when I came to Washington, no matter what the story is, there's a piece of it that comes through Washington. You can always get into any story you want to get into.
Yeah.
And just learn to write and learn to produce quickly, and you'll do well.
Well, listen, it's obviously a momentous day for you and a great day for you and something
thank
that
you very much.
We're proud to acknowledge for you, but I also say as now someone who has worked with you, but before that as one of your loyal viewers during a big portion of those times, it's been a great 30 years for us as well.
Well, thank you. You're very kind, and I appreciate the nice words.
It is 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
People looking to lose weight ask me this all the time. Which is more important, diet or exercise? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. And make no mistake, exercise is important for your health, especially your heart. But a new study suggests exercise alone is not enough to lose weight. Our bodies seem to reach a plateau where working out more does not necessarily burn extra calories. This is according to researchers at Hunter College. They suggest there might be a physical activity sweet spot where too little can make you unhealthy, but too much drives the body to make big adjustments to adapt, constraining your total body expenditure. The results could help explain why people who start exercise programs with the goal of shedding pounds often do see a decline in weight loss or even a reversal after just a few months. So, you want to prevent or reverse unhealthy weight gain? Focus on your diet. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Well, I want to make it 30 years in this business, too.
Oh, you're on your way.
And the key is to make it through those 30 years and not have bags under your eyes.
Well, yeah, because but you have
that I got covered.
You got that covered.
Exactly. It's Genucel. Use Genucel. It's all natural. It uses plant stem cell treatment. It's just a gel that you put under your eyes before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning. And before you know it, poof, the bags and puffiness under your eyes disappear. I use it. I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours. or you'll have your money back. That's guaranteed. So there's really no risk. Why not try it? You can always get your money back if it doesn't work. And right now, Chamonix, the maker of Genucel, they're having a spring clearance event. They're going to double your order absolutely free. Give them a call, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. And if you order now, Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. So get that order in now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and affiliates.
Hey, Washington, D.C. Lumber Liquidators' 13th annual April sale is here. It's the biggest hardwood flooring clearance event of the year. Get once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 29 cents, 150 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 89 cents, 30 varieties of pre-finished bamboo from 179. Even get beautiful Bellawood up to $2 off a square foot, plus more deals and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the famous April sale today.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Now around the Beltway, Virginia, leaving 95 through Annandale past 286. It's going to be slow, and then the pace does improve. A little bit of volume at the Legion Bridge, 66. Still a bit steady here through Manassas, Centerville. Earlier incident near 123, that's gone. It's going to be inside the Beltway. We're seeing delays now to get over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and off of 50. Also southbound George Washington Parkway down toward the Key Bridge. Slow, 270, focal point of the delays. The police activity southbound near Montrose Road, and it looks like they're leaving that left lane now. So we may have lanes open here momentarily, but delays out of Gaithersburg. And yes, lanes are open on 270. So that's some good news. Still activity, though, on the shoulder. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Okay, complete here. Sky's clear this morning. This afternoon, sunshine near seasonable temperatures, 66, and expecting more sunshine right through the upcoming weekend and milder weather. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees at 8:56.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas, or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security, to reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland, USA, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, coming up on Monday, we'll have Joe DeGenna. We'll also be taking a look at Supreme Court cases that remain.
We'll have Cheryl Atkinson in 8 hours on The Drive at 5. Here comes Chris Plant.
Shaka Zulu, everyone. You catch the big debate last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. I watched the whole thing bumper to bumper. I pulled a few things. I want to share them with you.